Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, September 7th, 2018. I'm Sarah Lane. Twitter is testing a redesign of its desktop website with night mode, data saving mode, bookmarks, and other new features. This makes Twitter's desktop experience closer to its mobile app experience. The company says the test is limited for now. The new desktop website is apparently a progressive web app using a standard that discusses how to build apps in browser windows and allows websites to be pinned to a dock or taskbar similar to the mobile app. British Airways said Thursday that hackers accessed its systems for 2 weeks, exposing around 380,000 card payments. British Airways' parent company, IAG, said the attack on its website, which is BA.com, and mobile app began on August 21st until Wednesday. It said that the personal and financial details of customers making bookings during that time period were compromised, but that the website is now working normally. Apple removed a Mac OS app called Adware Doctor that blocked ads but also shared user browsing history with a domain based in China. Patrick Wardle, chief research officer at Digita Security and founder of the Mac security company Objective-C, says that Apple was informed of Adware Doctor's practices last month but didn't do anything, though TechCrunch noticed that the app appears to have been taken out of the App Store. Adware Doctor costed $4.99 and was Apple's Mac App Store's fourth highest top paid software programs behind Final Cut Pro, Magna, and Logic Pro 10, and the App Store's number one paid utility app. The Wall Street Journal reports sources that say Tim Armstrong is in talks to leave Verizon within a month. Armstrong runs digital and advertising divisions at Oath, formerly AOL. Verizon acquired or acqui-hired Armstrong when it bought AOL in 2015. The Yahoo acquisition followed in 2017 and the company became Oath. The Reserve Bank of India has formed an interdepartmental group to study the idea of introducing a form of flat digital currency as a replacement for paper notes. Last year, Dubai introduced a state-backed cryptocurrency called Mcash. Russia, Iran, Venezuela, and Israel have also experimented with state-backed crypto. Tor Project, which is the nonprofit arm of the Tor browser that offers anonymous browsing, has launched the first official Tor mobile browsing app for Android, either through the Google Play Store or downloaded directly from the Tor Project website. Tor's privacy-focused browser for Windows, Mac, and Linux redirects traffic through a network of relays to prevent anybody from snooping on users' online activities. The new Android app features tracker-blocking tools that isolate each website you visit to stop advertisers from following you, while cookies are cleared automatically once your session has ended. Google sent out invites to the media that said, "I heart NY," with a heart made of a less than sign and a number 3. Oh, that's cute. That's the emoticon for heart, of course, but also probably indicates the announcement will be about the Pixel 3. The event is scheduled for October 9th. And finally, Google launched Chrome 69 this week with new features like dropping secure from HTTPS sites and adding not secure in red to HTTP sites from Chrome 70. However, Chrome 69 also strips out the www and the m to indicate a mobile site on websites in the address bar due to both being trivial subdomains, according to the company. And critics say that two different sites now look even more similar, potentially exposing users to phishing attacks. For example, m.tumblr.com is not owned by Tumblr. When it launched Chrome 69, Google told Wired that URLs are failing to convey a site's identity, so the company wants an alternative that offers more convenience and greater security. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. I'm Sarah Lane. Happy Friday. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next week.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.